there's several applications that are coming out. One is out right now on the App Store with Apple. It's called Rapid SOS, and I don't mean to pick on that one app because it's one of several that are either out there now or that will be out there in the coming months. But if you look at some of the claims they make in their advertisement on their website and so forth, it has a lot of us in the 911 business a little bit concerned that they're making some claims that that are a little bit far-fetched. And so we've looked at this application quite in depth, both here locally and at the state level, with some other 911 directors throughout the state, and decided we'd go ahead and do a press release just to make sure the public was educated and they understood what they were getting into and had a realistic expectation of what these apps can provide. Because while some of them are free or have a free trial period, some of them are also subscription-based. And so I don't want people to go out there and spend their money for something and it not then not be able to back it up, their claims. So that's the reason for the press release.
And I'm glad you answered the question that I really had in the respect that this news release you sent talks about Brazos County, but this sounds like something that is universal. Anyone who has any sort of association to 911 and who doesn't anymore, really anybody with a phone or smartphone in this case, they don't need an app to contact any 911.
Right. So our position is that the best way to get in touch with 911 and to get help you need is to simply call 911. If you're at home, it's just a matter of pressing those digits. Of course, if you're on your cell phone, it's 911, and you have to press the send button. These apps make some claims that they can get you in touch with emergency responders faster than dialing 911. And if you start looking into what they have to offer and think about the potential that you have for error when you introduce something else into the mix, we have something very simple in place that's calling 911 to get help, and now you're really introducing a point of failure into the system, as far as I'm concerned. You're having to download this app, and those of us that use smartphones know that it takes a little bit of time to get familiar with how these applications work. And so think about how many times you dial 911. You know, for most people, it's not very often. And so folks aren't going to have a lot of experience using this application until they need it the most. Okay, so they're going to have to find this application on their phone and then launch the application. Well, that may take a few seconds right there just to find it and launch the application. Now, once you launch this application, you have to press the emergency button. And when you do that, this particular app that we're talking about has a five-second countdown to give you the opportunity to cancel your call in case you accidentally dialed it. And so we're adding seconds here along the way, and we really don't feel that that's a better way of accessing 911. The other thing is it makes some claims in terms of its ability to locate callers. And there are some positive things that this app has the capability of doing. In essence, it turns your wireless device into a voice over IP phone for the purposes of a 911 call. And there is some potential for it to do a pretty good job at giving us some location information, particularly for an indoor caller. But we feel like the system that we have in place here, we did a total overhaul of the 911 system in Brazos County just over a year ago. So we've got 26 answering positions at two primary answering points in Brazos County, one here in downtown Bryan that answers for the city of Bryan and for Brazos County, another primary dispatching center down in College Station at their police department that dispatches for the police and fire department. We feel like that the system we have in place now does a very good job of routing and processing those calls and providing a really high level of location accuracy. And we feel like, again, the best thing to do is simply dial 911 as opposed to jumping through the hoops that these apps require you to do.
Another nugget in your news release, 87% of the 911 calls in Brazos County originate from a wireless device. Who'd ever thought that percentage would be so high?
Yeah, exactly. So I've been with the 911 district for about 18 years, and so there was a time in Texas where 0% of our calls originated from wireless devices, if you could imagine that. So that's grown steadily over the last few years, and I think, if I'm correct, we're getting more and more voice over IP calls as well. We're getting about 5.5% of all of our calls are from IP phones too. So landlines are kind of going away, under 8% of our calls, 7.8% of our calls are from a landline phone now. And so when we're talking location accuracy, landline and land-based IP phones traditionally have a very, very high level of accuracy when it comes to 911 calling because those are fixed locations. Those locations are programmed ahead of time to provide an accurate address. So we're talking about this 87% of wireless calls that we get and being able to identify where those calls are coming from. And so, like I said, we feel like the wireless networks that we have now do a pretty good job of providing an accurate location. And most of the testing we do to determine whether those locations are good and viable information are pretty spot on.
And I was curious whether you had hard information or at least anecdotal evidence when, as you're taking the calls from the wireless users, that the location that you see on your screens is the actual location where these calls are coming from.
Yeah, and so what we see is when a 911 call comes in, and this depends. It goes through a process called a call setup, and as soon as it gets enough information to route that call to the proper dispatch center, it sends it. And so typically what we'll get, at least initially, is the location of the cell phone tower that's being used, and then a few seconds later we'll have the ability to actually pinpoint the exact location of that call. And in most cases, you know, if someone says they're calling from a particular address, that latitude and longitude that's associated with that call is very, very close, within several feet of that address. You also have to keep in mind, too, that while location is no doubt the most important piece of information we need from a 911 caller, the latitude and longitude that we get, whether it be through a traditional wireless call or from one of these apps, we're only going to rely upon that information in cases where the caller either is unable to tell us where they are, or because they can't speak, or they simply don't know where they are. They're driving and they're on a road and they can't tell us where they are. But the vast majority of the calls that we get from a wireless perspective, and again, 87% are wireless, but almost all of those calls, when they come into our dispatch center, the caller is able to tell us where they are or where the emergency is. So someone calling 911, for example, to report a automobile accident, say in front of the Bryan Walmart, is able to say, I'd like to report an accident in front of the Bryan Walmart. In those cases, we don't even need to rely on that latitude and longitude, even though in most cases it's very accurate. We only need to rely on it in cases where the caller is unable to tell us their location.
Anything else that I've missed?
Like I said, we're not trying to pick on any particular company or companies. We feel like they're out there trying to produce a good product, but here in Texas, and specifically in Brazos County and the surrounding areas, we have modern, up-to-date systems. We get good location information, and I think really the person that should be most interested in these applications might be in areas that don't have 911 systems that have those capabilities. But here in Brazos County, the best way to get in touch with us, again, is simply dialing 911. And again, having been in this business for quite some time now, even if the application were free, you know, my preference would to just simply dial 911. So I think that tells you a lot as to how I feel about those phone applications.